Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Philly Sports Escape. And tonight we'll be recapping the divisional round and predicting the championship Sunday. And tonight my hosts are Doug and Clint. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I forgot to put the intro, but whatever. Let's get into it. Well, the Saturday games were pretty interesting. I mean, the 49ers game. What do you guys think of the 49ers game?
I'm not surprised, but I'm disappointed because I lost money.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had a mutual friend of ours put $20 on the Vikings for me.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you really have balls right there, man.
Yeah. So I maybe it was not a good decision. I don't think it was a good financial decision.
Yeah,
what made you do that?
I was just joking around with it, and Cody said, "You want me to put money on it for you?" And I was just like, "Wait a minute, what?" And he goes,
wow.
"I'll do it." He goes, "I'll do it." He goes, "I have enough money in my account."
Wow.
So I had him put 20 on the Vikings, and I had him put 10 on the Chiefs.
Oh, you won money there.
Yeah, as long as he remembered to put the bets in.
I think he probably did. But good job, Doug. I didn't have any balls to put any money on any of the teams this weekend, after last weekend.
Yeah, it's like the AFC didn't really want to show up to play from a standpoint.
Yeah, Clint, what do you think of were you surprised of the outcome of the 49ers game?
I was. Well, the 49ers, I expected the 49ers to, like, do what the 49ers do, and that's just beat the mess out of the Vikings.
Yeah.
When it came to Baltimore, that was a surprise.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I think the whole world was shocked. I mean, not shocked, but
just
maybe
surprised.
More.
Nobody saw it coming.
We all thought it was going to be a good game and a close game, but the Titans just stomped over the Ravens in their own place. And after the Ravens went 14-2 and won 13 straight, and yeah, nobody thought that would happen. But now, what do you guys think of the whole resting players in Week 17? Do you think it came back to haunt the Ravens? Doug?
I think it did, but I understand why they did it. See, here's the thing. We could poke fun at what they did, you know, all night long, or at least however long the show's going to go. But
Yeah. They
can't – it's not necessarily a bad thing to rest your players because you are afraid – of them getting an injury. I mean, look at, you know, a few years ago, Derek Carr. You know, the Raiders were riding high. They won the division. They were, you know, they were going to be a top seed in the playoffs. They were the best team in the NFL. Week 16, Derek Carr breaks his leg. What happens there?
Everything went downhill. I forget.
Everything went downhill. And Derek Carr probably hasn't recovered since then.
No, so much so. I think the Raiders are thinking about moving on from him, unfortunately.
Right. So I don't blame Harbaugh for wanting to rest Lamar Jackson or any of his other players.
I hate to bring this up because I know you're a Redskins fan, but RG3 is another example. He got hurt in the playoff game. right?
Well, yeah, he got hurt in a wild card playoff game. I mean, but they didn't necessarily have the division wrapped up. Remember, they won the division at they had a 10-6 record.
Yeah, I think
no,
they
won
that game.
They beat the Cowboys last week to get into the playoffs.
Right, so it was a do-or-die situation, and, you know, Kirk Cousins was just a rookie, too.
Yeah, and now he got the opportunity, and, well, he got the highest paid, one of the highest paid quarterbacks. So.
But the thing is, though, is that with, you know, being with the Redskins, RG3 was the one that was kind of leading the charge, so they had to stick with him. If they would have stuck with him, if they would have put Cousins in, Cousins wasn't ready really either.
Yeah.
So instead of resting RG3, or instead of resting RG3, they went with him and they basically played him until he fully tore the knee.
Yeah. And didn't he hurt his knee in week 17?
No, he hurt his knee in week 13 or 14, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
It was a game against Baltimore, but he had them far enough ahead where Cousins came in, finished it off.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened.
And then they were good.
It all depends on the situation, because I think they had, what was it, before Baltimore lost, it was the teams that rested players were like 9-5 in the playoff, in 9-5 in the divisional round. So history said it worked, but sometimes it doesn't. So that's just the way it is.
But here's the thing. If it didn't work, the NFL wouldn't give you the option to do so.
Yeah. So, and I understand both sides of the argument. So it's hard.
Well,
it's hard to decide that.
Well, and here's another thing you got to remember too: the Tennessee Titans. We're going on 20 years now since they last made their big Super Bowl run.
Yep.
Now they didn't win that Super Bowl, but they started in the wild. They went through the divisional, they got to the AFC Championship, and they went to the Super Bowl. Now, they didn't win, but they were still there.
Yep.
All right, that was in the 99 season.
And ironically,
they haven't come close since.
Yep.
All right, they've gone to wild cards, they've gone to divisionals. I don't think they've been to the AFC Championship game since.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It's always been like New England or Pittsburgh.
New England, Pittsburgh, or Indy.
Or Kansas City, yeah.
Yeah,
and Kansas City recently. Yeah. But,
so,
hey, it's good.
It's. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say it's just refreshing to see Tennessee in a championship game.
Right. It's refreshing to see somebody else besides New England.
Yeah, exactly.
And you got to look at it like this, too. Back in the 1994 season, all right, the team that nobody thought would make it to the Super Bowl, the San Diego Chargers, they made it to the Super Bowl. They were the ultimate underdog. Now, they got rolled over in the Super Bowl, but they still got there.
Yep. And guess who they played? San Francisco 49ers.
Right. So this could definitely be history repeating itself. But the thing is that I don't think it's a fluke that Tennessee has gotten as far as they did.
Yeah. They proved me wrong on Saturday. I didn't think they would beat Ravens. And the funny thing is, our buddy Cody was telling me he had this feeling that Tennessee would win. And I didn't say he was crazy, but I said, don't say that. So,
and here's the thing. He put a $50 bet on him. Obviously, he won.
Good on him.
But that was the biggest upset of the weekend.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your take, Cliff?
It's a double-edged sword. Because it all comes down, depends on who you're playing and weeks ahead. If you look at the Eagles Super Bowl year, everybody was against Doug Peterson bitching Nick Foles and half of the other players when they had to play the Cowboys the last game of the season. And we lost 6-0. And that led to a Super Bowl run. It all depends on who you have
on
your schedule. Yeah, he rested. Well, he didn't really rest. Yeah, he rested him.
Yeah, because Carson Wentz got injured, and I understood why they did that, because they don't want to get another injury to another quarterback.
Yeah, well, Nick Foles, and everybody was like, well, you should have used that game to get Nick Foles some more top playing time with his with the number ones, which is true, but he felt confident enough that it worked out.
Yeah, exactly.
And here's the thing, though, too, is that, like, you look at that Super Bowl run that the Eagles had. They rested their players that last week. Obviously they got beat, but they were already in the playoffs. They had already clinched first round bye. You know, they're good. And then they played Atlanta in a game that really wasn't that good. But then they rolled over Minnesota. They rolled over Minnesota in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. And then we all know what happened in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they won the Super Bowl. Nobody expected them to do so. Because New England is that team, you know, the Patriots dynasty, obviously. And it will be the first time since, Super Bowl 50 that the Patriots have not been in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
First time since 2000.
Denver.
First time since what? 2010? Or the 2010 season that the Patriots have had nothing to do with the AFC Championship game either.
Wow. Almost 10 years. That's
okay.
That's insane.
Right. So basically, the issue there, so not the issue, but so it's just getting used to not having the Patriots in there. And I think it's a good thing, because I think that if the same sports team makes it every year, it gets stale. Like with the Warriors. The Warriors in the NBA. All right.
Yep.
What was it? 3 years in a row we had to deal with the Warriors versus the Cavs?
Yeah.
4 years. Was it three or four?
Four.
Four.
Okay.
4 years.
And then we had the Warriors in the championship game last year, but they got rolled over by Toronto. Correct?
Yep.
Yeah,
and
they
Yankees.
Got rolled over by
the
Toronto
90s.
I think they would have won if KD never had gotten hurt.
Yeah.
Right, but, it was refreshing that somebody else besides the Warriors won. All right, look at the NHL Stanley Cup. 3 years in a row, it was Pittsburgh, correct? Or was it two or three?
I think it was three, and they won two in a row. Oh,
what?
They won two in a row. I think they won
right.
two in a row. I don't know if they made three.
So, again, it's you have to it's variety. I mean, it gets stale.
Yeah. And you brought up the point with Alabama, too.
Right.
It's the first time in a while.
Tonight's a prime example. LSU and Clemson. It's not Alabama versus Clemson. Like it
yeah,
had
we had
been.
That for 3 straight years. Yep.
Right. And this is the first time in 4 years that Bama has had nothing to do with the conference or with the national championship.
Well, you know, the playoffs yep. in general.
Right. So it's just refreshing. And I'm not saying anything bad about any of these teams.
Yeah, it's just the reality.
It's just nice to see a new face in law.
Yeah. Example, John Cena.
I mean, you have to. I mean, I do believe that certain teams have to build a dynasty. All right, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't. Like, I do believe, you know, in the 70s, the Pittsburgh Steelers needed to build that dynasty.
Yep.
Okay. They needed to have that run in the 70s. The Niners needed to have that run in the 80s. Dallas needed to win those 3 Super Bowls that they did in the 90s. I mean, I wish they wouldn't have won 2 of them, but, you know,
yeah.
I digress.
The New York Yankees in the 90s.
Right, the Yankees. You know, you look at what the Patriots have done. Like, I do believe there needs to be sports dynasties.
Yeah,
but
it makes it more
also interesting. It's a refreshing change.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and who the hell would have ever thought that Ryan Tannehill would be the quarterback or would be a quarterback in the AFC Championship game?
No one.
Maybe Cody.
A much drafted a hype you put around Marcus Mariota and the Tennessee Titans when he got drafted. Benching Mariota. And Tannehill would have been the right move for the Tennessee.
Well,
then again,
here's the thing, Clintus. If you remember, in week 1, they demolished the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Like, they absolutely fucking killed them. All right? And then everybody's like, all right, well, the Titans are for real. And then what? And then they lost a bunch of games, right?
Right.
Yeah.
To the point where they said, all right, fuck this. We have Tannehill. Let's see what Ryan Tannehill can do. In a division that was going to be all about either the Indianapolis Colts and the fact that they're trying to prove a point with Jacoby Brissett or the Houston Texans or, you know, Gardner Minshew and the Jaguars. Nobody was talking about the Titans. Everybody just expected the Titans to fail.
Yeah, all 3 of us, I think at least 2 of us picked the Titans to be in last place in the division this year.
Yeah, I had them going 3-13. I think Clintus was the only one that gave them a winning record.
Yeah
I can't remember, but I had that division like locked real close.
Right.
No, you did.
So the point is that like nobody expected it. But Ryan Tannehill got the team behind him. They pulled off, first of all, that upset they pulled off, because he was the quarterback in the game against the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they scored in the last minute, I think, or something like that.
Yes, it was.
Kansas City took the lead, and then they took the lead, and they won it. It was like field goal or touchdown, I forget.
Right. So they got some big wins this year, and then it continued into the playoffs. So even though I don't know, I mean, I don't know if they're going to beat the Chiefs or not. They're capable of it, but I don't know if they can. Or I don't know if they will.
Can. But I'm more looking at it as that it's more set up for since it's a 100-year season in the NFL. It's a rematch of the very first Super Bowl ever, Green Bay and Kansas City.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, to be honest with you, Clintus, I agree with you that that's what they're hoping for. That's not what I'm hoping for. of, to be honest with you. I would like to see San Francisco. Even though, you know, at the beginning of the weekend, I predicted the Super Bowl to be the Seahawks and the Chiefs because I thought the Seahawks could beat the Packers.
A lot of people obviously
didn't happen. But I think the 49ers are going to advance to the Super Bowl. Because to be honest with you, I like the 49ers team. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. The only problem I have with him is I think he's a dick. All right. To be honest with you, it would not hurt my feelings if he suffered an injury and had to retire and then just go work for State Farm.
Those commercials have become annoying.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same fucking thing with the Progressive commercials and Baker Mayfield.
They forced Mayfield down everybody's throat, though.
Yeah, they.
So
especially after
just,
they got Odell.
So, but yeah, I mean, you look at it like this. I mean, they probably are. The NFL probably is hoping for the Packers and the Chiefs to go back to the Super Bowl. So, you go from Super Bowl I, where it was Packers and Chiefs, and now you're at Super Bowl 54. And here they are again. Or, you know, we could get first time ever in the Super Bowl, we could get the 49ers and the Chiefs. All right. First time ever in the Super Bowl, we get the Packers and the Titans. Or the first time ever in the Super Bowl, we get the 49ers and the Titans. All right. Either matchup would be a good matchup.
Yeah. I think any of those matchups would be great.
Right. And it's it's going to be a heck of a championship weekend.
Which one's the first one? Is that
the Chiefs and the Titans are up first.
Oh, then. Speaking of, let's move on to the yesterday's game. The first game of this on the hill. Kansas City and Houston Chokers. Yeah, I'm gonna be calling them the Houston Chokers for the whole entire show.
Because
it seems like if you're from Houston, if you play in Houston, you choke. But the Houston Chokers and the Kansas City Chiefs, the first quarter, Houston comes out. It looks like it's going to be another Ravens and Titans game. They're up 24-0. And what do you know? Bill O'Brien, idiot, does a fake punt from his own 31, up 24-0. Or what was it, 24-0 or 24-7?
24-7.
Yeah. And the rest is history, though. What do you guys think of that?
I find it funny that it was back in the 1992 season, but in 1993 in the wild card game, the Houston Oilers at that time
were beating
the Buffalo Bills. Huh?
I know where you're going with this. Go ahead.
All right. They were beating the Buffalo Bills at halftime 35-3. And, you know, Buffalo came back, greatest comeback in history. And here we are 27 years later, and it didn't take Patrick Mahomes – you know, two quarters to come back. It took him one fucking quarter. When I saw that the score was 21-0, and then when they scored their first touchdown, I'm like, all right, we got another – they're going to come back. And they're going to come back in that second half. And then I fell asleep for about, like, 10 minutes. I fell asleep for 10 minutes. I wake up because Dana woke me up. I wake up and I see the score 24-21. I'm like, when the fuck did that happen?
And they scored three touchdowns.
I'm thinking the game's almost over.
And you wake up and this is only in the second quarter.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think I was texting Eric yesterday. Me and him was going out. I was like, yo, this is just no AFC. I felt like no AFC team who had a bye didn't want to play in this week. And then I go into work, and I'm like, okay, this is – and then I look, check the – I'm like, this is going on. I check the phone. I'm like, oh, okay, 51. It was like 51-31. I'm like, did they really ripped off 51 unanswered points? Eric corrected me. It was 41. But that is – I'm sorry for any coach, but if I had a coach and I was on their team and I saw my coach – blow a 24-point lead in under 15 minutes. You're fired. Like, I'm fired. I'm making history, and I'm firing.
Did he get fired yet? Anybody know?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he's going to get fired. I think, though, that if he doesn't win, if he doesn't advance to an AFC championship game soon, because, again, it was the same thing with Marvin Lewis, okay? Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati, he was their coach for 13 years. He got them to quite a few playoffs, but they never won a playoff game.
But here's the difference, though. Texans won playoff games.
Right.
And you're up 24-0. And you just blow it in under 10 minutes of a football game. And not only blow it, but you embarrass yourself to the point that you allow them to run up 41 unanswered points.
And you're losing at halftime after you have a 24-0 lead.
Yeah, you're losing at halftime. That's even the sad part. You couldn't even take the lead.
Well, where the hell was that goof J.J. Watt? All right, the guy that gave them the supposed spark last week when he planted Josh Allen on his ass. Where was that big idiot? Huh? I mean, I don't think I heard them mention him once yesterday.
No. Yeah, I don't think he was mentioned once.
I mean, what happened? He tear his pec masturbating again?
I have a question for you guys. Oh, go ahead, Glenn. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, but I don't know where he was at, but that whole team played one good quarter of football and felt like they was going to win. I think that's the only time you can say a team thought a game of football was not 60 minutes. It was 15 minutes only. And the rest, they did not even bother to show up to play.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would be the first time. I've seen it happen a few times, Clintus. Like, I remember when the last time the Titans played the Patriots in the playoffs, they had them going for, like, the first quarter, and then they were done. They figure, all right, they already put up 14 points. We'll just give the Patriots the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys think they should have gone for when it was 4th and 1 when they were up 21-0? Do you think they should have gone for the field goal or gone for it on 4th and 1?
Well, here's the thing. At that point, they still had momentum. And here's the thing. And this is one of the more common deals in the NFL. Is when you have a lead on a team, you got to keep scoring touchdowns. Don't just keep going for field goals, because it's easier to come back from a deficit of field goals than it is touchdowns. Now, yeah, they had three touchdowns up, but if you have the opportunity to score another one and go up by four scores, especially knowing what we know now, you got to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Well, I think the only person that really does that and use that strategy well, I think, is Doug Peterson when it comes to his coaching streak. If you notice Doug Peterson, if he goes up by 7 points, instead of going up by like 8, he'll go for that 2-point conversion in a heartbeat to go up by 9 anyway, which I think is kind of smart. What's the point of going for 2? Well, yeah, you're going to force 2 and force 2. But if you're going for 2 and force someone to go for bypass a 2-point conversion and have to score twice, it's a way too different story.
Yeah, it would have been a different result if it was they were up 28-0. I mean, do you guys think they would have came back from 28-0, or that would have been a nail in the coffin?
No, they would have came back.
It would have been first quarter.
They would have came back. I mean, here's the thing. They would have come back, but it would have taken them longer. O'Brien made some stupid calls yesterday. Okay?
Yeah.
And those calls cost him a game. Just like, I think penalties can cost a team a game. I mean, look at the penalties last night in the Seahawks game, when the Seahawks were trying to get the Packers off the field and they were getting called for shit.
Yeah, and then that last play in the game when it was fourth, they called it first down. Some people say it was short, so.
I mean, even look at last week when the Texans beat the Bills. All right, the Bills were in field goal position. They were in field goal position in overtime. They had it. Well, guess what? They ended up having to get moved back because Cody Ford, their tackle, is a fucking moron.
He false started, right? What was the false start? Yeah.
No, it was a blindside block. Illegal block in the back or whatever the hell it was. But he did it and knocked him back. Some people are saying he should have been flagged for that, but don't be so fucking stupid, you fat fucking moron. All right? So, to be honest with you, I mean, if I were Bills fans, I would have been more pissed at him, and I'd be finding his house and peeing on his car. I wouldn't try to go start a fight with him because he looks like he could fucking eat people. But it's because of him. And then they had that sack, or there was another sack that knocked them way back into their territory where they had the punt. But penalties are sometimes the cause of it too. And that's why, some people can say, oh, the NFL's gone soft. They call too many penalties. They call too many penalties because they're trying to keep guys healthy. All right, because they're trying to keep guys healthy to keep people from suing, the league for them getting hurt, even if their injury is their fault or an accident. Like if somebody suffers like a career-threatening injury or almost, a life-threatening injury or something like that, obviously because in today's society, all people do is sue.
That's true.
It's like everybody in the world, and I'll probably get heat for this, but I'll take it. But it's like everybody in the world is Jewish. Your first instinct is to sue. I stubbed my toe on the corner here of this house. I'm going to sue the person that lives here. Oh, wait a minute. I live here? Well, I'm going to sue myself.
But if you think about this, you're talking about penalties and stuff. Doug, what's your take on the Carson Wentz Clowney incident?
Oh yeah, that's right, because I wasn't on the show last week, so I didn't.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I never asked you that too. Yeah.
Okay. So, Jadeveon Clowney, to me, I've never been a fan. Okay. Because to me, he seems like a maniac that will go and he'll take a shot. All right. I believe he should have been flagged for it. Accidental or not, you hit somebody in the head, your dumbass is getting flagged. I don't give a fuck if it was accidental or not.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Now, they also said reports came out Saturday. The NFL looked into it, and they said that they wasn't going to fine Clowney for the hit. Now, looking back at it, real time during the game, I felt like, yeah, maybe slipped up. Yeah, but when you get a chance to actually look at it and still see people break down the film about what happened, I believe that not only he should have been fine, but flag. But yeah, he should have been fine, at least. I mean, he looked right at it.
The fact that he wasn't fine, either, which is firm.
And that's the thing, and that's something that, you know, when they do the league meetings in March, or whenever the hell they do them, you know, after all the owners get done, you know, stroking Goodell's cock and all that shit, you know, and, you know, getting all the cum out, they need to actually sit down and actually do something productive at one of these fucking meetings besides order lunch. And that's, you know, talk about, okay, some of these rules need to be modified. And they need to get rid of that fucking dumb shit that's running the NFL officiating crew in New York that Al River owned, because I don't think he's actually looked at the handbook, because there were so many calls this year that should have been called and
that weren't.
He's just like, yeah, and he didn't. So basically what that basically means is that during the games, he probably fell asleep at the fucking TV.
Or doing something else.
Or he decided, okay, well, I don't need to watch. Give me a game where there was a questionable call.
Detroit.
Oh, man.
The first Detroit game.
What, Detroit and Arizona?
Detroit and Green Bay.
All right, Detroit and Green Bay, the Monday night game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so he's probably sitting at the TV and realizes, he goes, oh, it looks like Detroit's going to win this thing. Oh, guess what? There's a pay-per-view porn movie starring Kendra Lust. I'm going to turn that on instead. I don't need to watch this. Detroit's got this in the bag. They have a controversial call, and then they call him, and they said, hey, do we need to review this? And he's in the middle of popping off the tank, and he's just like, oh, I saw it. It's fine. You don't need to be flagged. They need to get rid of that fucker.
Yeah, apparently he doesn't know what he's doing.
Because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. All right, and if he listens to the show, more than likely I'm getting sued because I just, you know, made the accusation that he watches porn. And if he does watch the show, Riverone, fuck you, do a better job. I could do a better job reviewing the rules than you can. And I'm fucking stupid.
The three of us could.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of questionable, especially there's another thing I wanted to ask you too about last week's wildcard game. The second half kickoff. Did you notice the second half kickoff when it was supposedly ruled a fumble on a play when he gave himself up in the end zone. But he
– Oh, that stupid thing, I think it will – well, don't forget, they corrected that.
Yeah, they did correct it.
Yeah.
Now, when they first made the call, I think it was more out of spite. That's the first thing I did.
Yeah.
It was more out of spite when he made the call.
I don't think,
how he
to be honest.
The sideline reporter, and then and everything went flying. You saw that celebration right then and there.
Right, because here's the thing: you don't fucking cut to a sideline reporter during a play.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that's just you don't do that. If it's an active play, you don't cut or go like you could. Or you can say, hey, you know, Lisa Salters, go ahead and talk, but keep it on the keep the camera on the field. All right? I mean, no disrespect to Lisa Salters. She's actually a very decent-looking woman. All right? Which a lot of these NFL sideline reporters actually are. None of them are barking dogs. Which, that's nice. But anyway, like, but like I actually kind of I see your point as like okay, well, maybe you know this shouldn't or you know maybe they did do it out of spite because it's just like all right, you should not have the camera on a sideline reporter while a play is going on. And.
Yeah.
But I also think that maybe the referee, because I think a lot of, I think referees in any sport are stupid. Because, and I really think like that's how, and I hate to use these guys as an example of, because you should never use them as an example, but wrestling referees of, I think that's why they're so stupid is because they kind of pattern themselves up after the sports referees that miss a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like this one referee in AEW, this Bryce Remsburger or whatever the hell, he's the worst fucking referee of the bunch. I mean, I swear to God, every fuck up that happens on that show, like every like missed interference or something like that, even if nobody's distracting him, somehow he doesn't see it. He makes me ashamed to be a bald person.
You can't really like.
You talk about somebody that should get hit by a car. And what were you saying, Clintus?
Well, you can't really compare like wrestling officials to like actual game time because wrestling is more staged and scripted, so you can't really. Say, well, they're just as bad. Like, I wouldn't.
Well, no, I'm actually saying that that's what like WWE officials like modern themselves after because you do have some of these, you know, sports officials that fuck up calls. And, you know, I know that referee because that's probably what happens. Like, they probably like either Cody Rhodes for AEW or Triple H for or Vince for WWE go, all right, well. You know, the referees fucked up this call in the Green Bay game or in the San Francisco-Seattle game, so you're going to fuck up a call here. You know, we want you to be as stupid as these NFL referees. I'm just saying that that's who they pattern themselves after.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because, you know, referees are supposed to keep the law in order you know, in any sports game, but they lose control because they don't know what the fuck they're doing, and then they call to a higher power in New York who isn't probably even watching the game. Like I said, he's probably watching porn, and he doesn't know what to fucking do.
Yeah.
That's why, like, you know, they have these they have these rules experts in the booth. You know, with the commentators now, You know, on CBS they had Gene Steratore. Mike Pereira is on CBS or on Fox.
Fox.
NBC has John Perry, I think, right? And then ESPN has a guy. All right. So instead of calling Al Riverone and interrupting his porno, ask one of these fuckers sitting up in the booth, hey, what do we do? Is this a questionable call? If they say yes, either if they say no, the play should stand, or if they go yes, the call needs to be reversed, then you reverse it. Let Riverone keep watching his porn. Leave him the fuck alone because he's stupid anyway. And just have one of these fuckers that are in the booth explaining the rules to the commentators make the decision, because, you know, they've been in that position before.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, that's how I feel about it. I mean, obviously, that's not going to happen because football can't be 100% correct. There's got to be some stupidity towards it, because there's stupidity in everything.
Yeah. That's how the world works.
So, I mean, you can't be 100% correct. Even if there is a way to 100% correct something, they're not going to do it because either A, it would it's, you know, cost effective, or it costs too much money. Even though, like I said, having these rules experts that are in the booth anyway, just call up to them, ask them what do we do, and then they give an answer. Even though that would be more productive than calling into a fucking headset into a guy in New York that's probably not even watching the game. To them, it probably doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make sense to them because they are fucking stupid.
Very good point, Doug.
But in my but to kind of close this out, in my opinion, I think that the rules committee or whoever the fuck makes up these stupid-ass fucking rules needs to go back and realize, oh, yeah, guess what? We fucked up a lot of things this season. We need to correct them, and the first thing we need to do is hire somebody to put a bullet in Al Riverone's head or make it look like an accident.
Very
make
true.
It a fucking mafia hit.
Wow.
Moving on
can't
to
jail
an
entire mafia.
Yeah, that's true. Let's move on to you guys don't have anything else for the Ravens and I mean the Chiefs and Texans other than the chokers. I mean, right?
Yeah.
They had a chance to win the game and they blew it. Guess what? Buffalo had the same chance last week and Josh Allen got nervous. All right.
Yep.
So I'm not going to poke fun at Houston for blowing a lead because they took advantage of a blown lead last week when my team fucked up.
Yeah. It happened.
But then again,
Deshaun Watson wasn't molested by a 290-pound grizzly bear like Josh Allen was last week.
Yeah.
I didn't see much of the Packers game. Yesterday. That's the only game I did not see much of.
It was an okay game. What do you think of it, Doug?
I missed the majority of the second half because Doctor Who was on, so I got kicked. I got kicked upstairs.
Okay.
From what I did see, I mean Seattle, I think was, you know, doomed from the beginning.
Yeah. I think the Packers were the only other home team that actually scored first this weekend, right? Because the Ravens didn't, and the Chiefs didn't, but the Niners and Packers did.
The Niners
and Packers were the only teams, home teams, and out of the four bye teams that didn't have to come back and win, that weren't even down. So the AFC games were a lot better than the NFC. I mean, I thought the Packers game towards the end with the fourth quarter was entertaining because the Seahawks were coming back. So I thought they were gonna. I thought for a second they were gonna actually win. So, but and you said you only saw a little bit, Doug.
Yeah.
Only the first half.
Right. Yeah. I saw the majority of the first half, and then I saw like the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yeah. So do you think the Seahawks were going to come back?
It looked like they were gonna, but I don't know. I think Aaron Rodgers, I think the Packers are a good team, but to be honest with you, and I agree with a lot of the criticism from this year when they said, oh, the Packers are the most underwhelming, 13-3 team that there is. I do agree with that.
Yeah, the Packers are unpredictable. I'll say that. Now, speaking of that, let's move on to our prediction for next week. Let's start with that game, even though that's the second game. The Packers are going to be 7.5-point underdogs going into that game. Do you think the Packers have a shot, guys?
I do. Everybody has a shot.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody has a shot. It's just whether or not they're willing to take it.
Yeah. I think Green Bay is going to have to play their best game of the season against San Francisco in order to beat them in San Francisco. But right now, San Francisco is probably the best team other than Kansas City.
They got to stop the run. They got to stop the run, and they can't let San Francisco's defense put Aaron Rodgers on his ass.
Like the first time, like the Sunday night game they did. No. So, Clint, what's your prediction?
I'm going Green Bay. I really think Green Bay is going to surprise everybody.
I think it's going to be San Francisco.
I'm going to go with Clint on this one and take Green Bay because last week I picked Green Bay to win the Super Bowl, so I'm sticking with that.
Yeah, well, I'm moving on to San Francisco as my Super Bowl pick now, so I'm going to stick with them.
That's fair. I think it's going to be a really good game. I think it's going to be better than the first game, obviously. I think Aaron Rodgers has something to prove. I think he wants to get to another Super Bowl. He's
36 years old. Obviously, he wants to get to another one. I mean, because who knows how many he has left.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe he's that old already. Wow. That means that's old. But anyway. He wants to win another Super Bowl. He obviously wants to pass Brett Favre as to win more Super Bowls than him. Because I know they had a little rivalry there. I think he's kind of bitter towards not getting that start when he should have gotten it, playing under Brett Favre for all those years. And then getting drafted late, too. But I think Aaron Rodgers, this might be one of his last chances to get a Super Bowl ring.
Okay,
so.
Hold on, though. You say he's bitter for Brett Favre not wanting to step aside. Brett Favre felt like he still had something to prove. Okay? And I said earlier about how I think Aaron Rodgers is a dick. This is, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to do the same thing when Matt LaFleur, if LaFleur sticks around that long, when LaFleur says, all right, Aaron Rodgers is getting up there in age. I need another quarterback to be there just in case, you know, something happens to him. And Aaron Rodgers is going to throw the same fucking fit that Brett Favre did. Same fucking fit that Brady did when Belichick brought in Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And said, look,
I mean,
this is my quarterback in the future. And he goes to Robert Kraft, Mr. Kraft, I don't want to retire. I want to stick around as the starting quarterback for the Patriots. Please get rid of Garoppolo and then stroke my dick. And then what's the next thing that happened? Garoppolo goes to San Francisco. Because Tom Brady, like Aaron Rodgers, and even though he is one of the better quarterbacks or one of the best quarterbacks of all time, like Brett Favre, is a whiny little fucking bitch.
I mean, most quarterbacks are.
And he's very selfish.
Besides, I think the only
Drew
one
Brees
that's
isn't.
Not is probably Russell Wilson.
Drew Brees isn't selfish. I mean, Drew Brees will have no problem stepping aside when he's done. I mean, because they've already got Teddy. He didn't go to Sean Payton and say, Sean, you got to get rid of Teddy Bridgewater. He's too good. You got to get rid of him because he's going to want to take my spot. Get him out of here now.
Or Hill. How about Hill?
Yeah,
a lot of teams want Hill to be a quarterback.
Right. But Drew Brees still has a little bit something left, but he didn't say get rid of these fuckers. I don't want them here.
Exactly.
Peyton Manning didn't say, oh, get rid of whoever. Get rid of Brock Osweiler. You know, he's going to want to take over for me. Even though I'm in my last year and I'm starting to suck. You know, he stepped aside for several weeks and let Brock Osweiler take over.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning's not selfish. Eli's not selfish. Eli had no problem stepping aside and letting Daniel Jones, you know, take over. I mean, Daniel Jones, you know, didn't have the best win-loss record.
Yeah. Nick Foles didn't win when Carson Wentz was ready. When they were ready to put Carson Wentz back in. So.
Right, and he didn't whine when they benched him to put Minshew back in.
Yeah.
Okay? It just proves the point. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, pussies.
Yeah.
All right.
Eagles.
So.
Yeah, big egos.
Yeah. Big egos for big pussies.
Hot girlfriends or wives, but hey. That's another story for another day.
It doesn't matter how hot of a girlfriend or how hot of a wife you have. If you're an asshole, you're an asshole. I'm a piece of shit. Okay? Fuck you. All right? I'm a piece of shit. If I get a hot girlfriend, first of all, if I get a hot girlfriend, that must mean that I paid her at least $300. But if I get a hot girlfriend, that doesn't make me not an asshole anymore. I'm still an asshole no matter how hot the girlfriend or wife might be.
That's true. I don't think you're an asshole, but hey.
Don't you patronize me, you son of a bitch.
Anyway, Glenn, do you want to chime in?
Well, I want to say this. Part of me wanted to see Kansas City win, but I just can't go against Derrick Henry and Tennessee after the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm 50-50 right now.
I would love to see Tennessee go to the Super Bowl in this miracle run, but I picked the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. I got to stick with them, at least until they get eliminated. So I'm going Kansas City. I don't want to because I love the story that's being told here. But that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. After what I saw yesterday in Kansas City, I'm going with Kansas City. I mean, I know the history, Glenis, about Andy Reid and the NFC championship in the championship games. We all know the history, but I think this is his time. I think he gets back to the Super Bowl, and we'll talk about that when if they get there. But I think Tennessee's run is going to end.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I don't want to see Andy Reid or the Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. I want to.
No, I know.
But
no, I get your point,
it's
too.
It's kind of hard to go against after what I see Tennessee done these last 2 weeks. It's kind of hard.
Exactly. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Tennessee won either. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if we got Tennessee and Green Bay in the Super Bowl. Anything can happen any given Sunday.
Right. It could very well happen. And nobody wants I think everybody loves the underdog. Tennessee right now is the underdog because they're the sixth seed. But to be honest with you, honestly speaking, they're not the worst team in the playoffs, right? They're not the worst team still in the playoffs.
No, that's probably Green Bay.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Is that Green Bay is the team that really does not belong in the championship game. I know you guys are picking them, and I'm not just saying this just because I think Aaron Rodgers is a dick. I just don't think that they're the better team right now.
That's fair.
I think that, you know, they had some lucky shots that were taken. And they took advantage of some things. And they took advantage of the fact that Chicago was completely overrated. And they made me look like fools. And it's just, you know, they're the better team in their division.
Yeah, and they were
Kirk Cousins can't beat them. Kirk Cousins can't beat them. Chicago's overrated. Detroit couldn't even beat the three of us by ourselves. So they're the best team in their division.
Yeah, just like the Eagles were in our division. So.
Right.
Fair point.
All right, don't get me started on that. I mean, the majority of the NFC West or of the NFC divisions were just like, I mean, they called it like a wide open race, but it was a wide open race of like 8 or 9 teams. The best division in the NFC this year was the NFC West.
Yep.
I think
the best division in football was the AFC South. That's proven. The last 2 weeks.
Well, it's got to be the South. Got to be the South. Or the AFC South. Because those all four of those teams, I mean, even including Jacksonville, if they would have gotten their shit together, had the opportunity to really run away with it.
Exactly.
But they didn't take the opportunity.
You guys have anything else for those predictions? I want to talk about the SFL a little bit, and then we can get out of here. Unless Doug, you need to get out of here. I know you said
I'm going to get out of here because I got stuff to do. So I will talk to you guys probably next week.
Yep,
and then we'll go over you know, we'll go over, obviously, you know, what happened in the games and whether or not I get sued by Al Riveron, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Brett Favre.
Yep. And then on Friday, we have a – we're still doing a show, right?
I believe we're still doing – we should still be doing the show on Friday and next Sunday, I believe.
Okay.
It depends on which one of us becomes the pussy and pusses out.
Wow.
And next Sunday is going to be tricky because it's the championship Sunday.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm talking more about the Friday show because we want to get off the – you know, we had Rumble shows to do. It's Royal Rumble month. We got to be, you know, doing a Rumble show.
Yeah. And we're already almost halfway through
the month.
I promoted
Royal Rumble month, goddammit. We got to do a Royal Rumble show. And this means no going to dinner.
I'm available.
No faking illness, you know, like Daniel and I usually do.
Wait,
Clinith is the only one that ever really has a valid excuse because Clinith works hard.
Yes.
Clinith, are you
going to
be available on Friday?
Well, I can go, like, you guys can start. I can meet you guys halfway.
Okay. Because Doug is not working on Saturday, so I'm the one who's working Saturday.
Well, if you guys, since I'm working, check out Coastal Giant, I have to wind up closing the store at night, and I don't get off till like 10:30 at night now.
Oh, okay. We'll figure something out.
Yeah. Yeah, just keep me updated. I'll keep you guys updated, too.
Okay. Yep. Talk to you later, Doug.
All right.
If you want to stick around
here. Yeah.
Okay.
We can talk about that.
All right. Later guys.
Yep.
Right,
I'll see you at work on Thursday, Doug.
All right. Oh, yeah. I forgot. All right. Bye.
Bye. Now, Clint.
Yeah.
So you want to get into this SFL a little bit?
Yeah, we can.
I know we talked about it. Okay. So what was the one of the rules that you liked the best? Or found different?
I liked the point after touchdown. I mean, I followed the XFL when it happened in 2001, so I saw all the nonsense about the whole not going forward and just having just the 1-point conversions at the time. They tried to line up for two, and then there was no 2-point conversion during the XFL. In 2001, there was no 2-point conversions at all. They got rid of the extra point and then made it a 2-point conversion for 1 point. When they got into the playoffs in the XFL, they decided, okay, we're going to have the 1-point conversion from the 2, the 2-point conversion from the 5, and then the 3-point conversion from the 10. And I liked how they adapted that into this year, the original rule book this year. Made the playoffs kind of interesting because it was like no league was safe. Like you can miss now in the XFL, you say a 9-point lead, that's nothing. That's not even a 2-score game no more. A 2-score game is actually like an 18-point lead.
Exactly. I like the. Can you hold on for a second, Clint? Yeah. Sorry, Cliff. What were you saying?
Well, I'm just saying, I was just enjoying I just like that's one main the point at the touchdown. That was the how they adapted the playoff system in 2001 into this year's the rule book of this year.
Yeah. Now they didn't have kickers back then in the first SFL, right?
They did have kickers in there, but with the SFL, they did not want like the they wanted to be different from the NFL. Meaning they didn't want. They didn't feel like they didn't need the kickers to do a point after a touchdown field goal. Like, you still have your field goals and whatnot, teams were, but they wanted to make the touchdown. They felt like you wanted to make it unearned in a way.
Yeah.
So that's why they got rid of the, they implemented the two point conversion as a 1 point. At the time in the SFL. And then, again, they also wanted to add, I think one thing is they were really trying to implement the wrestling app point into football, which wasn't working. I mean, you listen, if you watch it, I thought it was kind of like interesting listening to Jerry the King Lawler and Jim Ross, the voice of Monday Night Raw, trying to call a football game. A bunch of nobody had no idea what they're doing. You had, at the time, King going over the cheerleaders and Jim Ross being the head announcer, head guru,
yeah,
because of the feeds of.
Now, the games are going to be on what, CBS?
The games are going to be on Fox, ABC,
Fox,
FS1, and ESPN.
Okay. Now, do we know who the announcers are going to be?
I don't know the announcers of none of the games yet. There's no words about announcers of who's calling what games.
Any of the NFL guys going to transfer over? Or, maybe.
I mean, they've been a draft, but mainly in this, I realized this year's XFL is more a lot about people who didn't make the cut of college.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of college. So basically, you're looking for another college league. Like, everybody who didn't make it, who wants to play pro ball, is going to go and play the XFL. I mean,
it's probably
going to
be
the only real big name from the NFL is a former Steelers running quarterback, Landry Jones. He was a big time first signee of the XFL. I think he's playing for Dallas Red Gates.
I think it's going to be mostly guys who get cut from the NFL or played in the Canadian League. Like Landry Jones, he used to play in the NFL, so he's obviously going to play in the SFL. And as you said, these are probably going to be like undrafted players too. Now here's an interesting name. When Andrew Luck retired, there was rumors of him going to the SFL because of his dad. His dad is like the commissioner of the SFL or something, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Now, do you think Andrew Luck would become...
join up with his father? And
join his father or become a coach or something? Work in the SFL. Either as a coach or a player or
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he took over for his dad when he left. Retires. If the league is still around when he retires.
Yeah.
Any chance you think he plays?
Probably, it depends. I mean, you look at Andrew Luck and you say, well,
main thing that put him out was his back and then injuries with his neck and whatnot. So you can't. So you don't know. And then the NFL has a lot of interesting, like, rule changes. Like, the goal of the XFL is they want, like, a faster paced game. So he said, what's one way they're going to do that is they're going to eliminate the continuous winding clock. Meaning when you get knocked, like in the NFL, you notice when you get knocked out of bounds or an incomplete pass, the clock stops until the ball is respotted and ready for play.
Exactly.
In the NFL, you incomplete a pass or you get knocked out of bounds, the clock is going to keep still running until the 2-minute warning of both halves. That's when they go to NFL rules of stopping the clock. Going out of bounds and whatnot.
Now back to the extra point thing. Do you think teams will go for the 3 points more? That's basically a field goal. But
yeah, it's basically
if you get a touchdown, you get 9 points.
But then again, that's one thing is I'm really hoping for seeing someone go for a 3-point conversion. I mean, it's a do or die situation. I mean, it's a point. Who's gonna go? I mean, the worst thing that happened is that the only thing you can say happened is you can say because the defense also can score too.
Yeah, and there's no field goals in the SFL either, so right.
Well, there's field goals.
There's field goals.
I didn't read anything about not being a field goal. It just says no point after.
Went after,
field goal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
looking forward to it, so. I think this is going to be a better league than it was the first time around. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing how the flags, how they penalize players, and if it's like that. NFL, where they're quick to do yellow flags. I'm interested to see how fast the games are, as you said. I think games are going to be like 2 hours. I think it's going to be a more fast-paced game, and we're going to see more hard-hitting.
And that's the goal of the SFL.
Yeah.
They want a fast-paced game, which is kind of interesting, so I want to...
Yeah. It's gonna be intriguing, like just like when AEW came in, it's intriguing. So these news, it's always good to have a competition. I mean, I'm not saying SFL is competition right away, like just like AEW is not quite competition for WWE right away, but it's an alternative, and it's not going against NFL. So it's like you're going to have more football after the NFL is over. And it's a week after, too. So it's not like you have a month break and then there's a new league. It's not like when the Arena Football League starts.
Yeah.
Because they're going to go up against Arena Football, aren't they?
Yeah, well, actually, they're kicking off the weekend after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and Arena Football starts in, what, March? Thing?
I think they kick off in March, and they'll be like they're going into the first week four of the season.
How many weeks are there? 8 or?
10. There's 10 weeks in the season.
Okay. So they'll be going up against the AFL for a couple weeks. Because they're both going to be on weekends.
But then again, the AFL is not really on television, though.
Yeah, that's true. Is there any other rules that you like? Mom?
We'll say another interesting thing is will be the kickoffs. The kickoff, here you have your kicker is going to be on the 25-yard line. Your returner is going to be on the opposite lineup for regular return. You have the kicking team is going to line up on, I think, the opponent's 35-yard line. And then you have your return team 5 yards apart. Which will be on their lineup on the 30. And when it comes to that, it's going to be that when the ball's kicked, nobody's allowed to move until after the ball been on the ground for 3 seconds or it been a clear catch by the returner. That's when you're allowed to move. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I like the rules. I think it's going to be different. And I think if you want, we can do some recaps after on Mondays, like continue to do on Mondays. You have anything else you want to talk about with it before we?
We could say another interesting thing will be the punting. Let's put it that way. Punting in the NFL is going to be good. It's another interesting way how they did it too, because they want to encourage coaches to go for a fourth down. They want big fourth down conversion plays. And the way they're going to get, I think they want to try to implement or force that is to having no, if the ball is punted out of bounds inside the 20 or so, it's still ruled as a touchback. It goes to the 35.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, as you said. I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
Do you have any team that you're going to root for or not yet?
I mean, I don't know anybody. So, it's going to be the first week of SFL is going to be learning new faces.
Yeah, exactly. There's no preseason, right?
There's no preseason. Right now, they're all doing their little mini camps or whatnot.
Yeah,
it's only 18. Yeah, it's not really much of a preseason you want to get out of it.
Yeah, because they're playing. They all play each other, right?
Yeah.
Or,
and everybody plays everybody. Teams,
and then three of them play each other twice, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they have a bye week.
Yeah. No, it's no bye weeks.
So three of them play each other twice.
Yeah, so they all. So you're guaranteed 6 games in your division, and then you play the other 4.
Okay, yeah. There's only 2 divisions?
Yeah, it's the East and West. Broke down the 14 each. There's only 8 teams together, so it's not like you're going to have a lot of time to play.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said there's only 8 teams, but how many divisions?
Just 2 divisions. You got East and you have a West. 4 in each.
Okay. 4 in each. So you play the others. Oh, yeah. 3 times 2. Yeah. Okay. And then 4. So before we head out, do you have any prediction for tonight?
I'm going to go with Clemson in this one. I'll take Clemson.
I'm picking Clemson too. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't have anything else. We can just go and probably get ready for tonight's game. Big game.
Yep. Enjoy it. We'll do some plugs and then we'll get out of here. Listen to us every Friday night at whatever time we do it. this week we'll be doing Royal Rumble 95. Next week is 91. I forget. But this week we'll be doing 95, probably about 10 o'clock. And then Sunday we'll be doing the Wednesday Night Wars. I don't know if we're doing this Sunday because Championship Sunday. But after that, we'll probably do it. And then listen to the Dirt Sheet Dudes every Wednesday night and every Friday night at 10 p.m. And then listen to them every other Saturday for Hollywood Hangout. Thank you, Cliff.
Yep.
We'll talk to you next week. To you Friday.
I'll talk to you. Yeah, talk to you Friday.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah. Later. Bye.
Bye.